No, we were about to, right? So we were up to Ted Vava, basically, right? The Gemara had, in one of the million different ways, rejected the proof. Right, so we'd read Vilema Habikurim, Echayev Aval Bishlomi Reach. So now the Gemara says, Viyaida Amra Da. So how do we know that Bikurim are in fact exempt from Trumot and Ma'aserot, even if you separate them after Meruach? Where's the halacha? Where's this halacha come from? So Gemara says, Vilama Nikrushman Bikurin, Shein Bikurin Lakol. Because why are they called Bikurin? They are first. They are first of everything. We call a kodem chavero chavero mitchayev bo. Right, and the basically right the there's a an order. Right, there's an order. Bikurim first, and then Truma, and then Maaser Rishon. And what the Gemara argues here is not just an order, but actually it's an implied exemption, right? That if Bikurim is given before Truma is given, that means it
Truma
is
didn't like have an effect on it.
exactly right that these things take effect in order, and therefore Bikurim are by definition exempt from Truma. Now, the Rosh really asked the obvious question, which is, if this is Gzeirat HaKatuv, then why do we say, right? So he says, Klomar, im ikdim et acharon, chaver acharon mechuyav mitzvah rishon, di bikurim kadmi l'truma, rech da hashta mitchayev b'truma, truma mitchayevet bohen nechza b'gvulan, nechza b'gvula v'kashali, ihachi peyanami kadma l'truma, v'chivash acharon nami tipater mitruma. So everyone asked the question, wait a second, but we already said that by peya, it's not true. Right? It depends what your mafresh peya before, after, meruach min ha'omarin. So why is that different, right? If there's really this magic rule that in order, whatever comes first is patra, then why is that not true of peya? So he says, v'nichale, so there's different answers. V'nichale, de peya litpo chiyuv mita. So he just says, well, peya is not chayv mita. That's one answer. I don't know. I don't know. Second is more lumdish. And he says, well, maybe, Bikurim has a shame, right? Gets its status when it is attached to the ground, and therefore it is not dependent on ktsira, but by peya, that's not, right? You
You're
have to
talking about the
actually,
first one
exactly. And therefore, maybe it's not just any order. It's not just that it precedes, but it is, right? It like
It's a second.
fundamentally precedes in stage, right? Where this is karka and this is omrin in its. Right, this is sorry, this is mechubra lakarka, and this is on produce. This is on something like that. Other mefarshim say it depends on whether things have kedusha, right? That only things that have matana that have kedusha, like bikurim and truma, and whatever. The emunat Yosef, and this seems to be what the Rashi is actually saying at this point, says it depends on things. Which are, it's only about things which are mitzvah tluya ba'aretz, rather than tluya on the gavra, right? That's his formulation, right? Because it's not that the produce becomes chayev, right? It because peya doesn't create tevel, right? So it's not a din in the chefta,
It's the person.
it's in the gavra, and it's only things that are in the chefta that become pater because they're fundamentally. Now this is. Admittedly, only according to the Girsa that the Gir that it is Masha Enkin Bikurim, but the Marafulda Pnei Moshe Stei Yoshua have the Girsa Masha Enkin Bitruma, and therefore they understand the sugya completely differently. And it goes like this: that the Gemara originally said that Bikurim, which was separated after Meruach, is only Pater from Truma Gedola, but it's Chayav in Maisa. Rabbi Chagai then tries to prove it from our Mishnah, which teaches that Peah, which is separate after Meruach, is chayiv in ma'isrot, but it doesn't say truma, which implies that even after meruach, peah doesn't become chayiv in truma. Right, and then he assumes that this is true not just by peah, but also of bikurim. Yossi rejects the raya because he says that the Mishnah only said that the peah which was separated is chayiv in bikurim. Sorry, he didn't say that it's chayiv in bikurim, even though that is true, right? Which means that you can't make diukim from the Mishnah. And therefore, it seems more likely that the chiyuv truma is equivalent to truma of ma'aser. And therefore, if you separated peah after meruach, it would be chayiv in truma and ma'aser. And that's how he reads this. The Gra has yet another interpretation. And it goes like this: Hivrish peah mikri mimurach patur mibikurim. So he says, meaning even if you delayed on separating peah until after meruach, what you separate for peah is pater from bikurim. Then he tries to prove it from our Mishnah. And then he says, mashenkin bikurim. Says, no, the Mishnah isn't talking about bikurim. Yossi rejects it, because maybe by bikurim it's different, because peah is chayav in bikurim, even if it was before meruach. And then it brings the rule about first, right? What comes first? And Biosi's conclusions, you can't prove from our Mishnah that Bikurim is Chayav in Maestro. Right, we don't know. And Bikurim in the Hafresh, Bikurim, Afil Mi Peh, Shavu Shalach Mi Ruach, Shepturim in the Hafresh, Bikurim, Afil Mi Peh, Shavu Shalach Mi Ruach. Wonderful. Right, and there's all types of lamdas. The Rav has a whole piece on this, in the in Kovot Yeshurun. Yes, okay. So the Gemara continues. Right. So the next line in the Mishnah had said that you're always pater from that you're always chayv in peah. And pater from Meiser until Meruach. So what does La'olam add? So Madin to Beit Shammai. So this is according to Beit Shammai. To Beit Shammai, Omrim Hefker Aniyim Hefker. That even when you make Hefker only to poor people, that is Hefker. Right? Even partial Hefker is Hefker. So therefore what? So our Mishnah teaches us that any produce that was separated to poor people, even if it isn't the Chalos Shem Peah, is pater for Maiser, right? So the Gemara is saying, look, there's Peah, and then there's Hefker. Beit Hillel holds that something to be Hefker, it has to be Hefker to what? For the rich and the poor. And therefore, only when something has a Chalos Shem Peah is it pater from Chuma and Maestro. Beit Shammai disagrees. He says, I'm going to have the Shem Hefker even if it's just poor people. And therefore, even when something doesn't have a Chalos Shem Peah, if I mafker it, it makes it Hefker, and Hefker is another Ptur. And even if only Mafker to Aniyim, as if it were Peah, that would be enough. Where Beit Hillel would disagree. He said, if it's Peah, it has a Chaloshim Ptur. But if I'm just Mafker it to Aniyim, that's not Hefker, and therefore it would be Chayiv. Va'ata Diri Akiva. So now we go on to the next line in our Mishnah, right? Which is, Revinoto Menagorim Vizoriah Patim Menayzachim Mimareach Diri Akiva, that you can plant with things until Meruach. And they're pater from Shurim Maestro, position Rabbi Kiva. Va'at Rabbi Kiva kechaniot b'nei chanun. And this goes like the anecdotal story that we have. By the way, just if it weren't complicated enough, the Rosh Hashanah on the previous line thinks that it's, the Gemara is teaching a bigger chiddush, which is that hefker after meruach also exempts you from truma and maestro, but that's only according to Beit Shammai because you can create that hefker. It's a chalos shame. I don't know. Don't ask me. I don't know. Yeah. Va'azad derekiv kechaniot beichanon. What is that? So the Gemara says, Detana, no, I think that's the next line. It's a certain page. Detana, Lamu Charba Chaniot Bnei Chanun Shalashon Amashal Char Beit Hamikdash. Why were the stores of people of Chanun destroyed 3 years before the Beit Hamikdash? Because they were horrible, apparently. Shayim Motzi in at Aperet Michal Meiser, because they would actively avoid the chiyuv of Meiser by selling their produce at some point. Davya. Now, according to many Mepharshim, they sold it after Meruach, and they assumed that that was a Ptur, Dahavion Darshan, because they understood the Psukim as follows. The Pasuk says, Aser ta'aser, et kol tvatzarecha, etc., etc. So how did they read it? Aser ta'aser, prat lilokeach, that it's only, it's et kol tvatzarecha, that which you planted, but if someone buys produce, he is Ptur from Truma and Meiser, ve'achalta, and you shall eat it, prat lemocher. Right? So they thought that both someone who is selling his produce and someone who's buying produce are both patur from Truma and Meiser. Right? Because you're only chayev if you eat that which you planted, presumably even after Meruach. So what they would do is basically create situations where no one would be chayev. Now the rabbis did set up a chiyuv, even according to them, probably midirabbanan to be mafresh, and they didn't do this, right? Exactly, they didn't do it. Now, what does that have to do with Rabbi Akiva? Right. So the point is that he does accept at some level the drasha that only that which is le'achila, the achalta, is chayav, and therefore that which is being used as seed to plant is pater from truma and maaser. And in that sense, he agrees to that aspect of the drasha of the people of Bnei Chanon. Now, what exactly is he doing? So some say the point is, meaning it's not that he followed Bnei Chanon, it's that he, they did it even after Meruach, and therefore they were horrible people, but he understood the drasha similarly, but only before Meruach, so he accepts the critique of the Bnei Chanon, right? Which would mean that when we say Rabbi Akiva did what Bnei Chanon did, it means like the bright of Bnei Chanon and Dafka not like the people of Bnei Chanon, which is the right now this is based on the Bavli, right? And the Rosh Cirilia quotes it, which is right, meaning right, the Kotev Rabbeinu Shimshon Zaldlo Ratzalom Rabbi Akiva Savar Kavai Taylo Vadnu Vibu Rabbanan the Chas Shalom Shereitz Gardon Lagnai. Right, you don't want to say that he followed Bnei Chanon. Alahachim Ratzal Rabbi Akiva Ki Bright the Megana Uv the Chanu Bnei Chanon the Savar Shereich Asrul Zrachi Asr Midr Rabbanan Avgal the Korean Bevachalta Bnei Mocher Veikal Mutin Namazarei Afilu Hachi Came in the Charu Minai Melt of Asr Nearly Savar Rabbi Akiva Drasha Bnei Chanon Kushri Bnei Shemu Divrei Melt in Torah Charvu Savar Rabbi Akiva that Kan Chacham Manil Acher Meruach. Right, so he says, What he's saying is that, yeah, they did it after Meruach. That's the problem. He did it before Meruach. His first possibility is that they did like the bright of Bnei Chanon, but not like Bnei Chanon. His second possibility is that, no, Rabbi Akiva actually agrees with the Bnei Chanon, and he accepts their drasha. And before he did it before Meruach, there's not even a derabbanan problem. The Chachamim don't hold of the drasha at all. Right, so again, those are the two main shito here, right? One is that there's actually machloket about the drasha, and Rabbi Akiva accepts their drasha, but Chacham would reject it. Or that everyone agrees with the drasha midaraita. The question is, derabanan is there a chiyuv? But that chiyuv derabanan is only after Meruach. And Rabbi Akiva says you could do it before Meruach, and the reason we criticize the Bnei Chanon is because they did it even after Meruach, but fundamentally he agrees with the maskan of the righteous. So is he following Bnei Chanon, or is he following the bright of Bnei Chanon, but criticizing the Bnei Chanon? Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Knas kan. So the Gemara says, now quotes a continues on the Mishnah, where the Gemara had talked about the Kohen and Levi who bought produce before Meruach. They get to keep the Truma and Maaser. But if they bought it after Meruach, they have to give it to other Kohanim and Levian. So why? So Rabbi Yochanan says, Kanas Kansulan. This is only Derabban and Kanash. Lo Yukovsin Legito to Legranot, because we don't want them to basically, you know, take advantage of this situation and go around buying things, right? Buying produce, knowing they can get a better deal because they're exempting. Exactly. Others say that the problem is it looks like Misayeya Lekohen Begoren. Misayeya Lebanon Begoren. There's a special issue that Kohanim can't basically go in and help out in the field to try to, you know, ingratiate themselves, because it you know, makes it look like a quid pro quo rather than Matnos Kahuna, and that this looks really bad like that. So now the Gemara gives a parallel case. What about Tabach Kohen? What if you have a Shochet who's a Kohen? Is he chayav in the Matnos Kahuna? Right? The Zerol HaChayim and the Keva. So Chavraya, B'shem Yishuv and Levi, Poter Lo. So the Chavraya, the Bil Nevet Midrash, said, similarly, he's exempt. But only Shabbat Achad for the first week. But after that, he has to give it. And we'll see in a minute why it's different, why it is that we seem to obligate the grain seller immediately, but the Tabach, but the Shochet, only after a week. So I'm Rabbi Yossi Azut Lidarom. I went to Eretz Yisrael, to the south, which is south of Bavel. Vishamad, Rechonan Avoy, Rishum, Rishum, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Pater Le Shabbat Achad. That he said he's Pater for 1 week. In the Bavli, it says 2 to 3 weeks, but here we have a different tradition. Rabbi Yudan Midami Lahad and Rabbi Yochanan Kanas Kansu. And he said this is also Kanas Kansu Bahet. That in both cases we want to dissuade the Kohen from basically disadvantaging other Kohanim. So Amar Rabbi Yosef, Imishum Kanas Avil Shavachat Lo Yifter Lo. He said, well, if it's a Kanas, then why is the Kanas structured differently? Why is it that by the Shochet you give him a freebie of a week? Now, why would you distinguish, right? And why would you say there shouldn't be a kenas by the tabach such that you should give him a week? So there's a very easy svara, which is by the truma case we're talking about specifically where he bought the produce after it already became chayev. Whereas here, you only become chayev with shechita. He didn't buy the animal afterwards, right? So there's a good logic to say that there would be less of a kenas by the case of the. So then what is the svara? So it's not a kenas by the case of the shochet, because there's a logic to distinguish, and we give him a week, then what is his svara? Why is it that the Kohen, who is a shochet, has to give the Zerah L'chaim and the Keva to other Kohanim? So here you have a machlok Rishonim. Rashi in Chulin Daf Kof Lamed Bet says that it's actually min ha-Torah. Right? It's min ha-Torah. So Rashi says, "Klomar mishu vafilu kohen lavi kohen shenasa tabach lemkor aval behema shu shochet letzarko pater." That it's a gzeirat hakatuv, that you're only a kohen who's shechting for himself is pater, but anyone who's shechting for other people is chayav. So why there? If that's crazy, so why would you get a tour for the first week if you're chayav in a Torah? So the reason, so the Balamor explains there, because when you first set off, right? We know that what is the number one new business that goes bankrupt in America? Restaurants. Right. Restaurants, all businesses that have the highest turnover because they're very hard. So here he's opening up to be a shochet. He knows that first week, good chances, he's not selling everything, and everything he shechs is coming home for dinner, right? He doesn't bother cooking dinner at home because he knows chances are he's not going to sell it, right? So for the first week, even though he's planning on selling it, he's just as equally bringing it home, and therefore it's his as well. If he manages to make it through the first week, and people actually come and buy things, he gains confidence, and his mindset shifts from this is likely dinner, but maybe I'll luck out and somebody's gonna buy it. Two, someone's gonna buy it, and that's why he gets a week. It's for that shift from, let's see if this restaurant works, to, oh my God, I have a shot. Tosvot says no. Me min haTorah, a kohen is always potter. However, the reason that he's chayav to give to other kohanim is not from a knas, but it's takanat chachamim because we don't want shochtim to come up with a clever idea, which is every shchita house should have a kohen partner, right? Because then he'll get everything. We don't want to do that. So the first week, big deal. Because within the first week, before he becomes a public shochet, people will say, oh, maybe he's doing it for himself. So it doesn't like get it out there that this is a loophole. But if he does it all the time, right after the first week, people are like, hey, that gives me an idea. We don't want to do that. The Ran says, no, it's a Marat Ayin problem, right? Is that people aren't going to know that he is a Kohen. Right? So the first week, we don't worry about it so much.
Said, I'm a Kohen in the front of the store. I'll be okay.
I don't know, maybe. So, Chen Vini Kohen. So then the Gemara says, what about a Kohen store owner? Reb Yudin Omer Potrin Lo Shabbat Achat. Yosyom Ein Potrin Oto Shabbat Achat. Right? So now, right? If it's not a shochet selling it in the shchita house, but he's a shochet and then he brings it to sell like in the market, so is that the same or not? That is how the Pnei Moshe understands it. The Rosh Tzibili and the Mara Fold on the Stei Yeshua say no. The Gemara is now going back to the grain case. So al daite de Rabbi Yossi ma ben chanveni ma ben tabach. So according to Rabbi Yossi, so why is it that we distinguish between a chanveni who's selling meat? All right, again, this is assuming that this is meat and not grain. Between a chanveni, right, a guy selling it in a store, we don't exempt him, or the shochet selling it straight from the shchitas that we do. So he says because chanveni yachol laharim. Tabach in Yochel Laharim. He says, a store owner, it's much easier to lie and say it's my first week, right? Because I'll go to one store and sell meat for a week, a pop-up stand at one store, and I'll say, this is my first week. I'm pater from Matanra. And then I'll go to the second store, and I'll say, this is my first week, and I'll keep doing this until I've done it at every store, right? Grand opening in 25 different places. But if you're actually selling from the Shechita house, it's harder to hide. And therefore, we give you the week. And of course, there are different interpretations here. The Bavli says it's a distinction of whether someone has started bikkviut or not. That is, if he sets up bikkviut, he is always chayiv. It's just that the only time that the week exemption is true is if it's actually not kavua yet. Tani. Lo nechleku Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi might not be the same Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. So most of the Mepharshim assume it's Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi who was in the time of the Amoraim. Alokeach perot mechubarim min ha'goy shein chayim ma'aser. Everyone agrees that if you buy produce from a guy, then it's chayim in ma'aser. Va'al shel Yisrael shenichnas tachtav. And the... Right, the Jew that takes over a field from a non-Jew, in sharecropping, that it's chayiv in Maaser.
That's on the next part. That's on this part there.
What?
This is on this part there now.
Valokeach perot tlushin mina goyishim pturim mina Maaser. And that if he buys it talush, that it's no. So there's a huge machloket. Let's take it so far here. Meaning, if you buy it before meruach, you're chayiv. Right, that's. According to many, that's what's going on here. We'll see other shita in just a second. But if you buy it when it's tlushim, when you already cut it, meaning after meiruach it's pater. Alma nechleku. What are the argument? Alokeach pero tlushim mechavero. It's not meiser sheni. If I buy cut produce from my friend meiser ani, we do not see echad ani veechad asher motzien miyado. That whether you're poor or rich, we take it away and give it to someone else. And Rebbe Omer asher motzien miyado ani ein motzien miyado. Now. not surprisingly, there are 200 or so and understandings of those lines. So I'll end with this, okay? So what we just said was the Mara Fulda. That basically, according to him, both Tanaim hold that Ein Kinyan L'Goy Be'etzor Lafkiya Midei Chuyiv U'Maisro. And that according to everyone, when a guy owns a piece of land of Eretz Yisrael, in principle, the produce is potentially chayav. Right? And therefore, what matters is where was the Gemara Malacha? Because Bechefza, it's still Eretz Yisrael, Bechefza, the produce can be chayav. So if you buy it from the guy before Meruach, then it's chayav. If you buy it after Meruach, then he was potered by doing Meruach goy. Okay, that's how he understands it. The Rosh Cirilio and the Maram Chaviv and the Maram Fulda, not here but in Dubai, says no. Maybe both Tanaim here, Yesh Kinyan Lagoy Beretzralaf Kimi Chemizer, everyone agrees that he can remove the Kedusha. And therefore, any produce that grows by the Goy's produce should be Pater from Trumot and Maestro. However, if you buy it while it's attached to the ground, they become chayev in Trumot and Maestrot, because the land, right, by buying it at that early stage, it transforms it into growing under a Jew. Now, if you hold that, we now go on and say, okay, fine. So what if a Jew buys from a Drew when they're Michubar? So the second one, right, comes in the place of the first one. It's Chayav and Maestro. What's the Chiddush? That even though there is a Ptur, which we'll have to talk about parameters of Lakuach, right, that there are cases, and we'll see the exact parameters, where a buyer is Pater from Truman and Maestro. If I buy it early enough, just like by a Goy, I become the owner of the field itself, and I'm not viewed as a buyer. So too by a Jew. I'm not viewed it, and therefore my chiyuv is mina Torah. Then what's the third case? If I buy it from a goy when it's already cut, they're pater. Why? Because the gmar malacha by the goy made it pater. Right now, according to this, right, it's very clear why there's a distinction between right, Mechubar and Talush. The Gra has another Gersa. Oh my God, I know this is deadly. I was like killing myself yesterday on this. The Gra is a different Gersa, and he says, Lo nech lo grabi hudar nasi al Yisrael lokech per Mechubar menagoy shein chayavin b'maisrot. Meaning everyone agrees in the case that the Jew has to give Trumo to Maestro if he bought it with Mechubar, if he bought it when it's Talush, and Pturim and Maestro, Dichtiv may eat B'nei Yisrael, V'lo Miyad Alokeach Menagoy, because he has a Pasuk, that when you buy it from a Jew and not from a Goy, which tells you that according to him, a Lokeach Perot Lushim and Agoy is Pater. Why? Right, it's because you bought it at a point where there was a potential to give Truma to Maitre, and that is the tour, May 8, B'nai Yisrael. Now, based on that, the Gemara says, so what are they arguing? The argument, you buy it from another Jew in the Maitre on a year, Rebbe Omer, Ashir, Motzien, Miyado, Ani, Ein, Motzien, Miyado. And what's the logic? Because the chiyuv of Maaser Ani was chal b'shut ha-mocher, and therefore he can be, right, he can take it himself, right? Because when he buys it, he's taking it from the mocher, that's the point. Right, now, what was the introduction here? That everyone agrees that that fruit that came to the reshut of, to the zman of chiyuv in the reshut of the goy, the buyer is Pater. What they're arguing is that fruit that became Chayev in the hand of the Mocher, can the buyer who's an Ani, does he have to give it or keep it for himself. Right? I mean, the point is that everyone agrees that fundamentally the original owner had already been chayav, and that's why they're having an argument, right? Theoretically, you could view it as the original owner giving to this ani buyer, or you could say it's still wrong because now the field is becoming his. Okay, let's stop there. It's going to go on, but that is some of the complexity in this stuff. Yes, I know. It looks like a short daf, but it is deceptively, miserably hard.